And you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And my guest this morning is Janet Claire Phelan, and her website is janetphelan.com, and that is spelled P-H-A-L-E-N, janetphelan.com. Go there. She has a lot of articles, a lot of different topics that she writes on. Very well-written articles, well-researched, very interesting. You're a very good writer, Janet. I must say, I always admire people who are great at sticking words to, tying words together into well-constructed sentences. I admire that. Are you with me? I can't hear you.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Yes, thank you very much for the compliment. I was mainstream trained. I did my graduate work at the University of Missouri Graduate School of Journalism. I was very, very excited to be accepted there because it's considered, you know, to be a really good school. And I was looking forward to a, you know, wonderful career in, you know, working for newspapers and magazines. And then they got too corrupt, you know.
You wanted to be another Woodward or Bernstein or something, huh?
Well, you know, actually, I didn't. I had been writing a bunch of little feature articles. I mean, that's sort of what I was doing. You know, I remember when Tony Robbins came to town in Long Beach and I wrote an article about his firewalking stuff. And, you know, I was just sort of like nosing around the margins of society, what sorts of, you know, peculiar kinds of firewalking. I wrote an article for the LA Times about witches living in the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles. So I was just doing stuff like that. I knew quite a bit about investigative reporting because my father was an investigative reporter who worked, you know, on a fairly large scale. He'd written for the Saturday Evening Post and Forbes, Fortune, a bunch of stuff like that. So I knew how investigative reporting worked, and I didn't want anything to do with it. I mean, I saw, you know, the complexities that my father was dealing with. You know, I'd be just, you know, sitting there listening to his phone calls, and he'd be on the phone with, you know, this agency and that, and people would be lying to him, and he'd have to, and I thought, oh, this is too much for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this. I can't do this. So I just wanted to do feature articles, but then the country changed. And I saw this stuff happening right before my eyes. And I thought, well, you know, I know how to do this kind of reporting. And I see a need. And so I'm just going to step up to the plate and see what I can do. And that's the last mainstream job I had. I was writing a column for the Santa Monica Daily Press in 2004. And that's when I started making my first Public Records Act requests for water systems. And after that first Public Records Act request, within 6 hours, I got a call from the editor of the Santa Monica Daily Press, and she read me the riot act. She said, I did not, she said, you're a columnist. You're not an investigative reporter. I did not authorize you to ask questions about water. And she said, you're endangering my position as editor of Santa Monica Daily Press. So I went over to, the, you know, I tried to deal with this. I tried to, you know, went over to talk to her. She refused to talk to me. And that entire office was like ice. I mean, I thought I'd walked into the Arctic, the North Pole when I walked in. So I decided, you know, I'm going to make my stand here. So I wrote her a very nice letter. Thank you for bringing me on board. I think we've got irreconcilable differences. Good luck to you. I'm out of here.
Well, you weren't towing the propaganda line.
Well, you know something? How do reporters sleep at night when they know that they are withholding information which may cost people their lives? How do they sleep?
Because you're a journalist and reporters just report what people tell them to say. You're actually trying to find out information. Listen, we're going to go to break real quick. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Then we'll take John in Northern Michigan. Your call is next. We will be right back, everybody. Don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rod. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. If you'd like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. There is a contact button on my website. I will have a link to my guest, Janet Claire Phelan's website on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. Her website is janetphelan.com. I want to say hello to everybody who is carrying the programming all around the country and, of course, people listening all over the world that tune in to RBN. And a special hello to our latest station, which is KHFX, 1140 AM Dallas. Our listeners in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, hello, everybody down in Texas. Janet, let's take a caller. We have John in Northern Michigan. Hey, John, how you doing today?
Good morning or afternoon, ladies, wherever you're at. I was just going to ask Janet about, does this include all water lines since like the 70s have this system in place?
I suspect so, John. I haven't been able to look at every city in every state. I've looked at Spokane, I've looked at Los Angeles, I've looked at Medford, Oregon, and Sandpoint, Idaho, and I'm batting 1,000.
Well,
so,
that's great.
So I'm suspecting that, you know, if you hit every single one in your sample, the probability is very good that you've got a government program that is probably everywhere.
Okay. And now, would you consider even them dispersing these biologicals through the aerosol program, too, that's going on in the skies above?
Well, that's an interesting point because the problem... I imagine there is some sort of biological agent. I don't know about this, but I imagine there is something being dispersed through the aerosol program. My concern here is if they are really going to start killing people, which I think they are, they're not going to probably do it through aerosols because they'll end up breathing the air themselves. And like I was saying earlier, I don't, as crazy as they are, as criminally insane as our leaders are, I don't think they want to kill themselves.
Well, I in my opinion, I feel, too, that they could possibly have be forewarned and have the ability to get out of the area that's going to be contaminated. They've been, they were, you know, during 9-1-1 or 9-11, people were told not to go to work, same with Oklahoma. So I think that there's a chance there, and also the water is a very great source to do it. Hopefully it's something that will be exposed. Thank you for your work. Are you still in California?
I have left the U.S. Probably permanently, and I'm in Mexico now.
Oh, well, okay. It sounds like you're quite the wise person and privy to the good information that makes you fit, make that change. So that's good. I know other people have taken that path too. Bob Chapman, from the International Forecaster.
Yes.
Too. Okay. Was it your choice, or was it something?
When I was living in Medford, I was writing for the newspaper. I was also hosting at RBN and also hosting a community radio show at KSKQ, and I began to have profoundly alarming police behavior around me. And I saw the writing on the wall, and I decided to remove myself from potential harm by the local police. That's why I left.
Okay. Well, God be with you, and bless you, and Maggie. It's a great show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You
know, when you and I were talking, when we first got together, Janet, we were talking about how easy it would be to use water as a delivery system, and we were talking historically about, you know, like I was had mentioned to you, watching a documentary talking about, oh, I don't remember, maybe around Roman's time when they had used water as a way to poison the village, and in this documentary that I was watching, they had put some, I don't know, one of the plants, one of the poisonous plants into the water supply, and it was so easy. And they were talking about a particular village. It was so easy to kill off all of the people because, of course, they're all going to be drinking from the same water source. So,
right. It's been used a number of times through history. Interestingly enough, Janet Napolitano at the Department of Homeland Security put out an alert about 2 months ago in which she said that dangerous terrorists had infiltrated the utility companies, including water, and she thought that they were going to use local utilities to launch a terrorist attack. Now, that's a big red flag for somebody like me. So I went ahead and I called. They have a critical infrastructure unit attached with DHS, and I called up to make a report. And I let them know that I believe Janet Napolitano is right, that there's going to be an attack through the water system. And the person I spoke with, his name was Ray, didn't want to give me his last name, but he encouraged me to get this information over to DHS. So I sent over my articles along with the blueprints, and I haven't heard back from them. But, you know, it is my belief that the water system was reconfigured deliberately as a potential weapon against us. Why Janet Napolitano wants to start, you know, waving that red flag in front of this bull, I don't know. But, you know, this report did come out. So there has been acknowledgement that this is the potential. Well, it is not only a potential, it's, you know, something I think that has been very carefully planned. And really, who would ever think about this, okay? You're sitting in your house, you see the city crews drive up, and maybe they're digging up the street and working on the lines. You know, who would ever think that anything nefarious would be going on? This has plausible deniability written all over it. And I want to say what, you know, because I've thought a lot about how this scenario may play out. And what I think is there's going to be some other sort of like swine flu scare.
Okay.
You say, oh, no, it's really hitting this time. It's hitting us hard. And then people are going to start dying. Not like, you know, this last sort of issue where it didn't seem to really affect too many people. People are going to start dying in serious, and they're going to be dying from the water. Not because they're going to use it as a cover. They're going to use some sort of big airborne cover story, and they're going to hit people with the water, and that's how they'll protect themselves from culpability. And that's what I think is going to happen.
Well, you know, nothing would surprise me anymore. It really wouldn't. I mean, and I've said this before, you know, if people told me human beings now have three heads, I'd have to say, well, even though I've never seen one, a human with three heads, that doesn't mean that they're not out there somewhere. And I know that sounds so, you know, just outrageous. But honestly, nothing surprises me anymore, because I think everything's been upended in our nation. And the things that we thought were true have turned out to be a lie. And the expectation that our government is for us is false. And there's a lot of people out there who are not for us. They are against us. So nothing surprises me as to what people would be willing to do. People will do anything. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely.
Well, you know, when you talk about something as far out and, you know, as far flung as contamination of the water supplies, I think you have to be very diligent in terms of your documentation. And that's where I think my mainstream training was helpful for me, because I knew, you know, I could get on the air and say, oh, they're going to poison the water. And people go, well, go prove it, you know.
Yeah.
And now I can say, well, look at those blueprints. Look what they've done. You know, interestingly enough, those remote control valves, which are, you know, are pivotal to the system, because once again, they need to do this under cover of darkness, so to speak. So they can't, at the time of deployment, they can't be sending out city crews all over to, like, dig up the streets and turn valves. They have to do this covertly. And there was some research done about the leadership of U.S. Pipe. U.S. Pipe is one of the companies that produces these remote control valves.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, I believe it was the president and also one of the top officers, their previous jobs were with companies that produced satellites.
Okay.
Alcoa, I think it was a Burns Aerospace. So these remote control valves are operated through a satellite connection. And I discovered that also in the point of researching this. There is a there's a website, ROM Communications, R-O-M, that details how this is done. I also took one of the pages from ROM that shows how this impulse is initiated off a cell phone or laptop, goes into the internet up to that satellite, and then on the left-hand side it shows what can be impacted in this sort of manner. And there's a picture of a water valve. So this is, maybe this was what Reagan was envisioning with this Star Wars. I mean, I really don't know, but this is how this system does work. It's very complex, and for somebody who's a non-scientist type like me, it took, you know, a lot of, it was a real learning curve to try to understand pipes, valves, you know, chips, satellite connections. But basically, the system has been documented, and the system could function in exactly the way that I am fearing it will. So I do believe that given the amount of documentation, we should be alarmed, and we should be spreading and sharing this information with as many people as possible.
Yeah, listen. Great
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And I wanted to mention I'm going to be filling in for John Stantmuller today on his show, The Intel Report, at what? I think he comes on at 4 o'clock Central Time. So for those of you hanging around, listen in, because I'm going to be stepping in his shoes momentarily, giving my unsolicited opinion on his show this afternoon. So for those of you who like to listen to my show, well, you can hear me again today if you so desire. My guest this morning is Janet Claire Phelan, and her website is janetphelan.com. And we have been talking about biological weapons and water delivery systems. And let's talk about that scientist who was found dead. She worked for a water company or something in New Jersey. Isn't that correct, Janet?
Yes. Yes, there's been a whole rash of murders of scientists who've been involved in government programs.
Okay.
I think Steve Quayle was keeping a list for a while. There have been, you know, 100 or more in the last few years. And if you look at the projects they are working on, you know, you'll see where they're essentially microbiologists doing research into what could be weaponized germs. Well, Dr. Geetha Angara was also, she was a chemist.
Okay.
And she was working for the Passaic, New Jersey Water Company. And just after Homeland Security came around, this was, I believe, in 2004, they had a little meeting with the people at the plant. She was found murdered at work. Her she was strangled, and her body was dumped into a water tank. And
Well, isn't that list that you mentioned that Steve Quayle was compiling, isn't that a list of people who were had died under suspicious circumstances all since 9/11?
Oh, I think so. I think, well, the list I'm thinking of were basically scientists, and I believe it went back to before 9/11.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's what I remember. I had spoken, after I read about this, I spoke with Dr. Angara's husband. He was very frustrated with the police because he didn't believe that the police were doing their due diligence, and there was no suspect. I mean, she's murdered at work. This has to be, you know, somebody who had access to that workspace, which is most sure. likely somebody, a coworker. And the timing of this, you know, Homeland Security comes around. I think they probably visited a lot of water companies in the last 30 years, and suddenly she's murdered at work. So I think her job was testing water quality. So she would very likely be privy to some information about what they were pumping or planning to pump into that second line. So it is another unsolved murder of someone who might very well have had information that could have protected all of us.
Yeah, that's can't, you know, lots of times you can say, okay, these are just random things that are occurring and we're trying to make connections where no connections exist. But after a while, you have to start to wonder, it seems rather odd, and I don't know statistically how this would play out, and of course everyone can manipulate statistics, but it seems rather peculiar to me that you find a host of individuals all related to
bioweapons.
Yeah, yeah. All happen to be dying or killing themselves or, you know, just happen to have accidents. And, you know, it's just
one car accidents. I know. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It really does seem like there's more to this than meets the eye. I don't think we're just looking for something that isn't really there. We just want to see what we want to see. I think a lot of times we're detecting something's there and we just need to tune in the microscope a little to really see what it is we're suspecting.
Well, in the case of political murders, and if Dr. Angara was indeed a political murder, police don't do due diligence. If there was a hit on somebody, they don't do the investigation and say, oh, it was this CIA agent that killed her. They don't do that. You know, they operate as a team, and they try to basically protect, you know, the government. It seems more and more like the police are there as the private security company for the government, and less as if they're protecting us. Seem that way to you?
Well, I think we've got a much more militarized police than we ever did before, and I think the lines have become very blurred, and I think that you're looking for Andy of Mayberry. It isn't going to be happening anytime soon, or Barney Fife, you know what I mean? I don't know where that police officer is, but, you know, from the past, but you don't see them around today. It does seem like that oftentimes. It really does.
Well, you know, back to protecting and serving, I hope in the next segment I can talk a little bit more about this BWC, this Biological Weapons Convention, because they only meet every 5 years, and as luck would have it, they are meeting this December in Geneva, Switzerland, and I think it's going to be time for them to get a real dose of reality. So hopefully when I come back after the break, I can talk about some
sure.
of the plans that I've got to bring this to the BWC.
We'll be right back, everybody. This is Beyond Good night.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rod, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number today is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Listen, if you want to advertise your business and service on a network that redistributes the truth, and listen, if you don't have the truth out there, the lies are not what is going to set you free. I can guarantee you that. Then you need to get in contact with Republic Broadcasting Network. 800-724-2719 is the telephone number to do that. 800-724-2719. I want to say hello to everybody out there listening all over the country, all over the world, and especially to our latest station, which is KHFX, 1140 a.m. in Dallas and the Fort Worth area in Texas. My guest this morning is Janet Claire Phelan, and she is an investigative journalist, and her website is entitled janetphelan.com. I will link to her website on mine, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Her website will be linked up on mine under the tab entitled podcast. So let's switch gears a little bit here, Janet. Let's talk about BWC.
Right. The BWC, which is the United Nations Biological Weapons Convention, meets every 5 years in Geneva, Switzerland. Now, I want to make sure that the listening audience understands that I don't have a lot of faith in the intention of the UN to really oversee what the United States is doing. I think they're basically there to support and endorse our crimes against humanity. But the BWC is mandated with the task of overseeing this weapons treaty. So I have contacted the people in Geneva, and I have been assured that I will get credentials to attend. It is my intention of bringing this information about the violations by the United States to the attention of the international community. So this is what I'm intending to do in December. And I'm certainly hoping that I can get some contributions, because it's going to be a rather expensive project for me. At this point, I'm living off a small inheritance and basically working off of what I feel needs to be done. So I'm not making money off my work right now. So I'm really hoping that people might feel led to contribute to this effort. I think we're all at risk here. So you can go to my...
I was just going to ask, how can they do that if they want to?
You can go to my website, JanetThalen.com, and there's a PayPal button, and I would certainly be very grateful. Remember that advertisement commercial a few years ago, the life you save may be your own? Well,
yeah.
We're not fooling around this time. That's right on the money. So I would also appreciate if somebody could, you know, if you do contribute, just send me a little email and let me know. I may be having a bit of problems right now with PayPal, and it would be good to know if, you know, what kinds of contributions are coming in. And so this is the plan here. So the question is, how do we protect ourselves? You know, let's say best case scenario, I'm allowed to present at the UN, and everybody just... what do they do to the U.S. then? They call them on the carpet. They initiate Hague criminal court proceedings. I mean, I don't know how this may play out. I don't know, even if I get credentialed, if I will be allowed to present, although I understand there is an awful lot of opportunity behind the scenes to get information out. But I'm really hoping, given the gravity of this issue and the amount of documentation that I've been able to accumulate, that I will be able to get this in front of the convention. But the question becomes, what do we do?
Well, I'm going to interject something in here, Janet. I you do know this. Well, I'm going to say it. I believe this is a lesson in futility, because the international voices, listen, the crooks that are manning the deck at the UN could give a rat's rear end about any of this stuff, since if you think about United Nations Agenda 21, the goal is to get rid of about 85% of the world's population. So they could care less.
I agree with you, but I'll tell you something. What I understand is that if people don't make an attempt, nothing will happen. Well, not back when I was in Santa Monica and I was making my first Public Records Act request for water systems, I was approached by an agent who told me, he says, nobody's ever going to give you those records. You'll never get anything.
An agent from where?
Well, you know, his name was David Moreno, and I was able to establish that he was undercover in Santa Monica. He may have been FBI, and I'm not sure beyond that.
Okay.
He was using the name David Moreno, and he was giving me a lot of grief back then in Santa Monica. But he sneered at me, you won't be able to get blueprints. You won't be able to get anything. And here it is. I've got blueprints from several different cities. You know, I've got information that far exceeds, you know, what David Moreno was trying to tell me I wouldn't be able to do. So I believe that people who have the intent to make a difference can succeed. And I think that if we tell ourselves, well, you'll never be able to do it, you won't be able to make a difference, then you've already lost. So I'm going to give it my best shot. But I'd like to talk also about some other ways that people can protect themselves. Since this is, we're dealing with city water systems, people can get off tap and they can start drinking bottled water. There has been an enormous push in government agencies recently. This has happened in a number of different cities. The American Water Works Association, which establishes the standards for water worldwide, is also pushing people to get back on tap. Drink that tap water. Get off that bottled water. Well, I'm going to advocate the opposite. I'm going to advocate that people get back on bottled water. There are concerns. People think... a number of people do think that plastic bottles leach chemicals into the water, and it's not safe to drink from plastic bottles. But one thing that many people don't know is that a lot of those pipes underneath the ground, they're using plastic pipes.
Yeah.
So I'm heavily advocating now for bottled water as a means of protection.
Okay.
Hey, let's take another caller, Janet. We've got Mike in Kentucky. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Hey, one of the network sponsors, I think, is the Berkey. I have one. They're great. You can filter rainwater, pond water, gutter water. I mean, you know, it's kind of self-sterilizing. And you can, of course, what I do sometimes is make my own colloidal silver and pour over the filter, and it kind of impregnates the filter. But you can, of course, you can sterilize water inside of water bottles using ultraviolet light from the sun in about 7 to 11 hours. Some, so like cryptosporidium, I think, takes 11 hours. You can make like a little parabolic reflector with aluminum foil, and you can sterilize water that way. The problem comes in when it comes to flushing the toilets. And, of course, if you have in the health department and stuff, will declare your dwelling unfit for people to live in if you don't have municipal water coming into your house. And, of course, if you have children, and Social Services comes into play. So you still have to have water coming into your house per local ordinances. But, you know, unless you can use some kind of a pumped well that is for non-potable water, just to flush and shower, you run into those regulations like you're talking about. But I do believe that bottled water has been ran down quite a bit as far as, you know, the bisphenol A. There's so many PVC pipes in people's houses now that you're going to probably get just as much in the way of plasticizers and mutagens that way. Dr. Wynn Parker's on the network talking about the very thing, that the chlorine in the water, in the tap water, is worse than what the bisphenol A that you might get from bottled water, because it kills off your natural flora in your gut. And then you go, and then you got the fluoride issues, which they've recently found is a lot worse than the paranoiacs even imagined, as far as it plugging in and masking your thyroid hormones. It can cause your thyroid hormones to be still detectable as normal, but it's unusable by your body because it plugs in where other halogen gases should plug in instead of I forget which molecule is substituted, but in the outer ring, the fluoride plugs into the thyroid hormone and it becomes unusable by the body. But yet, when you go get your thyroxine level checked, it checks good. So it's pretty damn sinister.
Yeah. Well, they want to kill off a lot of us. So by hook or crook, anyway, evil people can dream up, they're going to do it. You called in to comment on the Berkey filter? Okay. Well, I'm glad. A vote for the Berkey filter, that's good.
Yeah, I'd like to respond to that really quickly. I think the Berkey filter, you know, is a really great instrument. And I, you know, encourage people to filter their water. However, we don't know what sort of substance they're going to be using. And because of that, it's impossible to say whether water filtration systems are going to work in terms of filtering what is an unknown substance. So I think people need to keep that in mind.
A binary component or something? What are you talking about, a binary component that would kill you? Is that what you're talking about?
We're talking about the double line water system and the weaponization, you know, the planned deployment of the water as a weapon. And because we have an unknown substance in the second line, we can't at this point in time say this is a definitive protection. We can't say the water filtration definitive protection. And I think I think that needs to be said.
I don't think we're going to be able to plan for every possible event that could take place anyway. I mean, what you're trying to do is hedge your bets. You know, I don't think you're going to be able to cover all the bases 100%.
No, just improve your odds. That's all you can, do, you know.
I agree.
As they call some of these products, you pour in your car, pour it and pray, you know. Just do what you can and improve
your
odds. All right, thanks.
Thanks,
Thank
Mike.
You. Thanks very much, Mike.
Hey, let's go to Eric in Georgia. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Maggie and Janet. was listening, and I went to Janet's website looking to see, but I guess what you're talking about today is so hot off the press that she doesn't have anything up on this as in the former articles. I was going to relay people to her website, but I didn't see anything specifically about the water supply and what they intend to do.
What you need to do, Eric, is on the left-hand side, it says Article Archives, and you click on that and then go to Eugenics. Go to the Eugenics section, and that's where those articles are.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I was looking for water. Okay. Thank you. That takes care of that. As far as the bottled water, I'm concerned about that, and I would refer you to a video, and it was on naturalnews.com. I don't know if you're familiar with Mike Adams and naturalnews.com, but...
oh, yes. Well, he's doing wonderful work.
Yeah. He posted a video of Jesse Ventura and conspiracy theories, that documentary that ran on that program, and he did a whole... documentary, Jesse Ventura, on bottled water and the ground country's water supply.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the Great Lakes, Nestle, Nestle Company, they're taking all the water out of the Great Lakes and they're shipping it to communist China. It's been bottled there and sold back to us. And, you know, if the communist Chinese are bottling, then no telling what's in the water. And, but anyhow, I just refer you to that conspiracy theories segment on water, on the water grab.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that.
Eric, I saw that. A friend of mine, actually, who's in her 80s, said, "Yo, you got to watch this." She was watching all of Jesse Ventura's shows. Thanks, Eric, for calling. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the work you're doing, Maggie.
Oh, thank you a lot. I appreciate it very much, Eric. So anyway, Janet, what do we do, huh? How are we going to save the world, save ourselves? What are we going to do?
Well, we're going to keep telling the truth.
Yeah.
And we're not going to succumb to threats or pressure. And that's what we're going to do. These people who are in charge now are about as evil as they ever get. You know, nothing's ever changed. I mean, we had, remember the Dark Ages and people were living under all this oppression and fear and inquisitions and then the feudal lords murdering people who weren't working right. And, you know, all that has changed is that we have been given a mirage. And this mirage says you have rights, you have freedoms, you have money, you are so lucky, and it isn't true. They have fed us a line so that we would become secure. We would be
complacent.
Comfortable, secure, complacent. And now that we're all, convinced that we have all these protections and nothing could ever happen to us at the hands of our government, they're going to move in for the kill. And I think the most important thing we can do right now is to tell the truth, to share information with our friends, and not to be afraid, because there really isn't anything left to be afraid of. If the people in power are this evil and are going to do stuff like this, then, you know, what all we have to be afraid of is not standing up.
Oh, I agree with you there. I agree with you there 1,000%. I really do.
And we all have the opportunity right now, you know, to sort of really... show our colors and show our fearlessness and show our bravery and show our concern for other people. Because these people in power are counting on fear. They are counting on us, you know, not wanting to stand up because something might happen. And we need to show them what we're made of.
I agree with you 100%, Janet. I really do. It's unfortunate that we can't convince more people to do the same, to just throw off the chains of fear and set yourself free and speak out. Because if you don't do it now, if not now, when?
If not now, when? Exactly.
No, we're not going to be stronger tomorrow. We're stronger today. I mean, each day I think that goes on and people don't speak out and stand up for themselves, then you lose some of your strength. I don't think you're getting stronger. You're getting weaker by not speaking out. So it's now or never. Now's the time, I think. So let's talk about what happened with the Wall Street protesters and the chemical biological response team that just happened to be in the neighborhood doing a little sightseeing.
Oh, yeah. What was that about? The chemical biological response team showed up en masse at those at the Wall Street rallies. I believe it was Alexander Higgins who was on the scene and reporting that, and he's got videos of them. Why would they be there? I did a little research on them this morning, and apparently they're associated with the Marines. And so I went and called the Marine press office and, like, what are they doing there? You know, could you get back to me on this? I'm not having a lot of luck these days having
No one's returning your call, huh?
You don't seem to usually want to talk to me anymore, but, you know, I mean,
well, listen, hang on, Janet. We got to go to our last break of the show today, so we'll be right back in 3 minutes. Everybody, don't go away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Maggie Rod, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to get in contact with me and send me your words of wisdom, then you can do that through my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. There's a contact button. I will have a link to my guest, Janet Claire Phelan's website on mine under the tab entitled podcast. Her website is janetphelan.com. And listen, I'm going to fill in today for John Stettmiller on his show this afternoon. So join me at 4 o'clock Central Time because I'll be on the air filling in for him for a couple hours, spewing my wonderful words of wisdom. Right? So for those, I love to toss that stuff out there, Janet, just to shake everybody up who who's listening, especially the people who like to listen, who don't like what I have to say. And you know what? I remember, and I know this is totally off the topic, Janet, but Howard Stern's listeners, they did a study, and the people who liked Howard Stern listened like a half an hour at a time, and the people who didn't like a show listened for like an hour at a time. So there you go, right? That makes sense, doesn't it?
They just wanted to get mad, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. So anyway, we got to give them something to get mad about. Anyway, we were talking about the Chemical Biological Response Team that showed up. You called them up, and you called, who'd you call?
I called the Marines. She was very nice. The press officer took my questions, wrote them down, said somebody will get back to me. I hope they do.
Me too.
Suddenly, it seems like I'm getting less and less response from our government. I mean, maybe I'm on a list or something, but it's like, oh, her again. We don't want to answer her questions. I have a story coming out in the next couple of days about some. They're trying to take down some of the privacy laws, and this has to do with some legal issues going on with the elderly and disabled, which is another issue that I like to cover.
Well, maybe so, you'll want to come back on and
I would love to come back on because you know, I think that with all this stuff going on with Social Security, Obamacare, I think the people who are elderly, I think they're being targeted.
I agree.
These guardianship programs are further targeting them, and now they want to take away their privacy rights. So that Social Security and the VA can give the local courts the names of people who are incapacitated. How do you like that?
Yeah, so, yeah. Let's plan for you to come back on to talk about that, because I think I agree with you, Janet. I think it's critical that people understand exactly how these systems are designed and how to navigate them, because I think being forewarned is forearmed, and people don't know, and we're trusting. We trust our government. Why would they be out to do anything to harm us?
Well, we've learned after 9/11, I think a lot of us woke up. I woke up on the morning of 9/11 when that happened, and I was watching that on the TV set, knowing what I know as a journalist about the relationship between government and media, and the time it takes for, you know, investigations to take place and so forth. And when I saw that, the name of the perp, Osama bin Laden, flash on that screen, I knew that we were in deep trouble. And for me, that was the beginning for me of waking up to the ugly reality. And like I said, you know, we need to be fearless now, because we don't have any choice.
I need to say goodbye because we're running out of time. The fat lady's going to sing. Janet Phelan, phelan.com is the website. Listen, everybody, I love to go to Oz. Thanks, Janet, for coming on with me. I truly appreciate it. We will be back. I'll be back this afternoon filling in for John. But listen, everybody, chin up. Better days are coming. Truly they are, because we've got people like Janet Claire Phelan in the world fighting for you and I. So don't lose heart, because the sun's going to come back up tomorrow. It always does. Take care, everybody.
Thank you. Bye, Maggie.
Well, bye.
Way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
The next round of the worst financial